Stephen, thank you very much.
Rishut Mar Dakra, that makes it official. That's it. I'm delighted to be here this morning to celebrate the Simcha, this momentous occasion in the shul that I love. And for another reason as well, I feel like I'm closing a circle that I bet you don't realize. So a few weeks ago, I got a copy of Rietz's Chag HaSmicha program. Rabbi Berman was savvy enough from a marketing perspective to put my son, Rabbi Ari Przanski, Esquire, right on the cover, front and center, with hundreds of other extras there. So that's quite all right. But he noticed this, actually, on the last page at the Chag HaSmicha just 4 years ago. Ari is sitting right next to Rabbi Eli Schreier. So he said to me, that was the beginning of the transition. And today, we close the circle and we complete the process. So it's great to be here. I was asked to give Divrei Bracha, which is really amorphous enough. I could say anything for as long as I want to say them. Better than the keynote, which reminds me of a Tisha B'Av, or a charge, which I see too often on my credit card. So, Divrei Bracha, it shall be. So, what has brought us to this day? What qualified Rabbi Schreier to be the Mora D'Atra here? In other words, why you? That's a question, not an answer. And I think the answer is a profound combination of menschlichkeit, knowledge of Torah, avat Yisrael, avat abriot, and a very winning personality. And in fact, you can't ask for anything more. And a shul should strive to have that, and not every shul does. But Bnei Yeshurun has, and the most fortunate in that respect. You know, I don't think I had an installation here, just as well. I slipped in under the radar. But I do remember my first installation in 1985 in Kew Gardens Hills. And the only thing I remember about that was something that Rabbi Yitzhak Sladowski, who should live and be well, said, representing the Vaderon of Queens, welcoming me to the community. He said at the installation that what is an installation? It's when the congregation tries to put the rabbi in his place. Like a chandelier, like a sink. And I remember thinking to myself, well, that's not going to work. All right. And everything unfolded as it should unfold properly. But in fact, Rabbi Schreier, you will find your place on your own. Adam mechabed et mekomo, as the Gemara says in Tainit. It's not the place, the position, as much as it is the person who fills the position and what that person brings to and dignifies that particular place. So you'll make it your own. I have no doubt about that. You know, Jews always lament the lack of leaders in the Jewish people, even as they try to shoot down anyone who aspires to lead. But to lead has a prerequisite. The first one, and that's lo tagur mipnayish. You have to be fearless. A leader has to be fearless. To fear only Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that a person who fears God obviates and forecloses the need for all other fears in life. Lo tagur mipnayish. Do not fear anybody. And you have to make sure, of course, as a leader, that you have followers. But you have to show the way. So trust your instincts. Trust your midot. Trust your chinuch. And trust the Mesorah. And then you'll have no fears at all. Jonathan Sachs, Zichrono Livracha, who had a delightful and pithy way of expressing ideas, said once that good leaders create followers. But great leaders create leaders. And I think that's part of the role of the rabbi as well, to create leaders. I'm not speaking of myself. I always took tremendous nachat in the dozens and dozens of our young men who went into the rabbanut. I spent yesterday with Rabbi Goldberg in Boca Raton, Ephraim Goldberg, and last week with Rabbi Belazon, Eli Belazon in Fairlawn, all products of our shul, just two of the many, many dozens of Rabbanim. So I don't know if I did anything to encourage them directly. I hope I didn't discourage them or dissuade them or make them scared of the rabbinate. And in that, I think I was successful as well. That's what you have to do. And apropos of that, I'm always mindful of the Gemara in Ketubot, Haitzur v'merabonon, demerachmen le'bnei moto, a community which likes its rabbinic leader a little too much, lo mishum demalatve. It's not because of his virtues, ela mishum de lemuchach lu b'mila d'shmaya. It's because he doesn't give them enough muscle. That's what leadership is also. Lo tagur mipnei ish, say what has to be said when it has to be said. Don't be afraid to lead. Your detractors will respect you. And Klal Yisrael will celebrate you. Another point. Always remember the great zchut that you have to hold this pulpit and to be in this position. It's something that bears mention. Just a few weeks ago, a strange thing, I was sitting in shul, Shabbat morning, it was Parshat Vayero, and they opened the Aron HaKodesh to take out the Sefer Torah, and I just overwhelmed by a sensation, what a tremendous zchut that I have, all of us, to hear the Dvar Hashem, see the Torah, hearing the Dvar Hashem read to us. What a tremendous zchut that a Jew has. And mind you, I hadn't seen the Torah since 2 days before, on Thursday. Just, it struck me. It's a zchut to be in the position to be able to teach Torah, to share the Dvar Hashem, to be in the position where you can shape lives and guide people through life's joys and more difficult experiences. It's a zchut that should always be front and center when you walk into shul. And cherish the members. It's a wonderful group. I was speaking a few weeks in yeshiva in Israel, and I just asked them offhandedly, what's the rabbi's business? What business is he in? And the answer, of course, was, rabbi's in the people business. People. That's what it is. One of the most rewarding aspects of the position is the ability to interact and learn from each other and to grow and make a difference in people's lives. I never told this to anyone before. I'm saying it not to reflect on myself, God forbid, not to reflect on myself, but just to see what the position does to you. One of the last things I did before I made Aliyah in July 2020 was to go myself to Beth El Cemetery and just walk amongst the graves of our members, say a tefillah for them, their parents whom I knew, nevech some children we had to bury. That's part of the job. You become part of people's lives and they become part of your life, and there's nothing more rewarding about that. And you should know these people are a special group, a wonderful group. Not everyone. MS is also a virtue. Ruba de Ruba de Ruba, all right? It's a wonderful group. And you'll enjoy it. And you'll get such nachat from them and from the interactions as well. So finally, Gemara says in Psachim, famous Gemara that we revisit this year, Gemara says that each of our avot encountered, even traversed, the Makam HaMikdash, but they experienced it differently. They perceived it differently. Avram Katuv Bohar. Avram perceived the Makam HaMikdash as a mountain. Bahar Hashem Yira'eh. Yitzchak Katuv Bo Sadeh. Vayitzei Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh Lifnot Arav. A field. And Yaakov crowed by it. Yaakov called it a house, a home. How do we perceive the Beit HaMikdash? In fact, how do we perceive the role of the rabbi? So I think first there's the aspect of Har, the mountain. And so Rabbi Schreier, may you inspire the people of Bnei Yeshurun and the Jewish community at large to always look up, always keep climbing, to try to grasp what's beyond their reach, to set their aspirations higher and higher, so they're not afflicted with complacency or mediocrity. You have to see it as a har, but you have to see it as a sadeh also. It can't be in the realm of the theoretical. Inspire them to take those aspirations and realize them in the field, in their offices and workplaces, in their lives outside the home, in terms of halacha and hashkafa and of Jewish values. But primarily, Yaakov kra'o bayit. Yaakov called the makam hamikdash a house, a home. L'chu v'nale el har Hashem el beit Elokei Yaakov. This week's Cedric called it Beit El. El beit Elohei Yaakov. Fulfill, teach them how to fulfill those ideals, how to observe those halachot, how to permeate their homes with the Kedushat HaTorah, the sanctity of Torah. That's the job. Lead without fear. Remember and embrace the privilege. Cherish the members and build the mikdash inside their hearts and inside their homes. And take Bnei Yeshurun into the marvelous world of the future. May Hashem then bless your tenure with ribui smachot, miut sarot, atzlacha rabah, ladil Torah, ula adira. Mazal tov.